On September 17th, there's going to be a solemn assembly on the Mall in Washington, D.C. It's headed by Lou Engel, who's the one who did the call in the year 2000, and he's done 25 other solemn assemblies since then. But this one is different. It's calling a million women to intercede for America. You can go to amillionwomen.org to find out about it. But stay tuned to my podcast. You're going to hear Lou Engel share his heart and his passion about a million women. I'm Stephen Strang. Stay tuned. Welcome back and welcome to you, Lou Engel. I want to hear all about this A Million Women event, the solemn assembly that's happening in Washington, D.C. Tell me about it.
You know, Steve, we have a history together. You were there in 2000.
I remember.
Yeah, the
same place on the Mall.
We were there on the Mall, 400,000. This is 24 years later. I'm thinking it's Psalms 24, who will ascend the hill of the Lord? We're going to the hill once again. Let me give a little bit of history just so that people would understand that we're not doing an isolated event. In 1999, I prayed a prayer. Steve, you know it well. I prayed a prayer. I reached into heaven. I knew it. And I knew he had heard me when I cried out to him, said, God, how can I turn America back to God? I just knew he heard me. 2 weeks later, a woman comes to me. She says, you don't know who I am, but the Lord told me to pay your salary this year because you're going to start something with the youth of America in prayer that'll change the destiny of the nation. Steve, she paid my salary for 15 years. She's 100 years old, still alive, believing that her sacrifice and her offering will be answered by God. 3 months later, she came to me and she said, have you ever thought about putting kids on the Mall like Promise Keepers put them in? I said, ma'am, I prophesied it 2 years ago. She said, I'll give you $100,000 to start it. And it started this series of events. It was supernatural. Cheon came along to help me put this on. We told nobody who the speakers were or the worship teams because we've had enough personality-driven religion. We're coming to meet God, and we're coming to fast. And the sound erupted, and they came by the thousands. We did 25 solemn assemblies over the last, we were at it for about 18 years. We ended the call in 2018, but something was brewing in 2014. This is where the storyline erupts to this gathering. And by the way, I got my marching orders from a man named Derek Prince. I bet you knew him.
I did.
Great, great man. He wrote a book, Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting. And he says in his book that at the end of the nations, in the crisis of nations, God's answer is united, collective fasting and prayer gatherings. I got my DNA from that book. And I've tried to live that out, daring to believe that united massive gatherings of humility, prayer, fasting, repentance, and then taking authority. I believe God is still working on that book and on that narrative. So in 2014, Steve, I was in a gathering in Virginia and a prophetic explosion took place. And the word was this. And it went for 2 hours, but this is the basic of the word. There's coming a million women like Promise Keepers put the million men on the Mall. It'll be the last stand for America. And the women will come in the spirit of Jeremiah 9. Death has climbed through our windows. The children are being cut off from the streets. Teach your children, your daughters, to wail, and they will come. And they will birth an awakening and a revival, and they will save the nation. That was the prophetic word. I've lived under the shadow of that dominating prophecy since 2014. But it really kicked in, Steve, in 2017, where witches rose up worldwide to curse President Trump when he was elected. You got to ask the question, why witches would rise up and curse this man? He's not necessarily a moral man. He's got his issues. Who doesn't? But why would they curse him worldwide and continue to do so? Could it be that they understood maybe more than the pulpits of America that this man was a threat to the blood altar of Roe v. Wade, and that he would give us three judges that would give us a window of mercy, I believe, for this nation? Because of these witches, I felt the Holy Spirit tell me to go up to Estes Park in Colorado and fast and pray and see if he wanted me to mobilize prayer about it. And I went to Estes Park. My wife said some people call it Esther's Park. On the third night, I have one of the most epic dreams of my life. And in this dream, as far as I could see, women are coming from everywhere, young and old. And they're all coming to hear the book of Esther be taught. And I'm absolutely mesmerized. I'm watching a women's revival movement. And I'm the only man there in the dream. And I have an ancient Bible. And I now believe, Steve, as I interpret the dream, God was giving me an ancient assignment as a Mordecai to mobilize what I'm looking at in this dream, to mobilize this massive army of Esthers who would arise to save their nation. In the dream, a woman stands up. She's teaching the book of Esther. And she says, and these two words in the book of Esther actually mean Nazgul, N-A-Z-G-U-L. I explode out of the dream instantly knowing what it means because I watched the third part of The Lord of the Rings, where the Nazgul Witch King is destroying the armies of men, the Witch King, Nazgul, and says, no man can kill me. But the king's daughter takes off her helmet, lets her hair down, and says, I am no man. And she pierces the Nazgul, and I explode out of the dream knowing there is coming a women's movement in America that is going to gain authority over witchcraft that are fueling the ideologies, transgenderism, the homosexual ideologies, the anti-Semitism. An Esther movement will arise with Mordecai's, with men. It's not a separation of men and women, but God is laying his hand on women. And we have been mobilizing now for a couple of years on this gathering. And it is October 16th on the Mall, October 12th on the Mall in DC. It's the Day of Atonement. I knew in my heart, Steve, it had to be the Day of Atonement because our only hope is the blood that speaks better, speaks a word of mercy. In fact, the Day of Atonement, my Jewish friends say, it's actually a court case. A heavenly court case where God brings a nation to court. And the whole object is in repentance, coming and getting a verdict of mercy rather than judgment. And this is my conviction on that day, I am believing God that God is going to give America a verdict of mercy. It'll be one of the greatest communion gatherings maybe that's ever been held. We're going to lift up the blood of Jesus as the high priest brought the blood into the Holy of Holies, went through the veil, and then God showed mercy to America on the Day of Atonement. I'm running with Jonathan Cahn, major leaders. Then on September 22nd, 110 million people, intercessors from around the world, are going to be praying and fasting for America and for the elections. Steve, the whole world knows that America is in a last kind of stand. And they're so concerned because what happens here in America is going to shape the future of this nation in these days. And so this is what we're going to do. It's 10 hours from 9 to 7 at night. It'll be worship, presence, intercession, repentance, and then communion, and then we're going to declare the victory of the blood over the principalities and powers that are fueling the witchcraft, fueling the ideologies that are sweeping into our nation. I'm believing personally, because of a word that was given by a prophet to me 20 years ago, 100,000 LGBTQ will be saved and transformed. And it would be the first wave of a great revival. I've been under that assignment for years now. And I'm just believing God. The cries of parents that have been losing their kids to this culture, God's going to hear their groan and he's going to answer them. And so that's what we're doing, Steve.
Well, that's exciting. And I want to encourage everyone who's watching to plan to go. It's mainly for women. But you let some, they're Esthers, and you also are going to let a few Mordecai people come as well. And I believe that there's something very spiritual that's going to happen, just as you described. So how can people find out about it? What do they need to do? You have a website. Is there a charge to it? Are you going to take up an offering? How to get people involved, and how can they get other people involved? It's going to take a lot of networking to get a million people to go to Washington, D.C.
Steve, let me give you a testimony. A month and a half ago, 3 months out before the gathering, I said, Lord, I have no money. I only have a few staff. If you don't answer me today, this thing's not going. I received a phone call that day. In a period of 5 days, we received $2 million.
Wow.
It was a miracle. I've never seen anything. And I knew the Lord was with us. I didn't need a fundraiser. I needed a miracle that God was saying, I'm with you. This is the kind of stuff we've had over the years, but never anything like this. As I wanted to share that testimony to encourage people that they can, that the Lord, I believe, is going before us. You can go to a million women.org. Everything is in that website. All that you would need to know. Transportation, it's free. It's free. I would encourage you to get your tickets now. Figure out your buses. It's going to be a very crowded gathering. We are encouraging everyone to register, because we have to tell parks and police. Give them an estimate of what we have, how many are coming. But we thought maybe 20,000 would come to D.C. 24 years ago. They said at 6:30 or 7:30 in the morning, Parks Police said there were already 270,000. They came to a sound, and I'm believing the Lord is releasing a sound. What else? I think that's it. I think that's the main thing, amillionwomen.org. And then there's another website called don'tmesswithourkids.us. I'm running with a gal named Jenny Donnelly. A testimony's come out of Peru where they removed a mass movement, went to the streets when pastors were going to jail because they wouldn't use the pronouns. They wouldn't give in to the transgender bills. They were going to jail. And the people rose up and millions went to the streets in Peru. Their two top leaders were removed from office. George Soros said, we are wasting our money here. He left Peru. Now they've got two other leaders. And they've just made a bill, passed a bill that life begins at conception. Come on. We're believing that women are going to rise up, go into their education systems, the horror stories of our children being groomed. There comes a time when the mama bears say, enough is enough. We're going to take a stand. It's called don'tmesswithourkids.us. It's Esther's public stand. And then we'll be doing the Esther fasting as she did and changed history. So I think that's it, amillionwomen.org.
Well, that's so important. And the good thing about a podcast like this is you can back it up if you didn't get all that information, and be sure to share this with others. Put it on social media. We've got to get out the word far and wide. And I've been to numerous of your events over the years. I was there, as you said, in 2000. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. But, you know, this is more than just an experience. This is a solemn assembly that has been prophesied, and God is doing something. And, you know, we didn't talk very much about Donald Trump. That's not the purpose of this podcast. But you have to believe that God had a purpose in him turning his head at a split second, or he'd be dead right now. And, you know, the witches can put on curses, but greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. And, you know, evil has been trying to cancel good since the beginning of time, all the way back to Adam and Eve. And we could talk about that a lot, but, you know, they tried to kill the Christ child. And, you know, there are other examples. So, but it does seem to be culminating in our day. But you know what? The body of Christ can rise up. And I believe that this is one of the things that people need to do. So I want to close by giving you the last word.
Well, I believe I had a dream in 2020. And in the dream, I was the president of the United States. Now, that would be a disaster. That would be worse than Biden and Trump combined. But I believe it was symbolic that the church must gain authority, like Daniel, in the affecting the heavens, where kings are raised up and brought down. And in the dream, I'm on the Mall in D.C., and I have to speak to a massive gathering on the Mall in D.C. I don't know what to say, so I just lift my hands. And as I do, this massive million gathering, 2020, begins chanting, revival, revival, revival. I've lived with this sense. It could it be that we can gain authority through fasting and prayer? Many of us are going into long fasts even now for breakthroughs. But could it be that something would release an open revival and awakening? The womb, I've been saying this, Steve, when Roe v. Wade was closed, the womb of America was opened. The harvest comes. When you shut down Roe, the womb of America, God will open the womb and give us harvest. So I bless all those listening. Charisma, the great ministry here. I bless you, Steve, for all your friendship over the years. And I pray, Lord, stir the men and women, the young ones as well. Lord, stir them. Let them catch a fire. Give them dreams and stir them that for such a time as this, they've been brought into the kingdom. Amen.
I'm so excited to share this with my viewers and listeners. We're going to do everything at Charisma that we can to get the word out, and you can help. One of the things is to post a link to this podcast on social media or talk to people in your church about going. A million people is a lot, but this is what God told Lou Engel to call it. And I've been to some of his events, and they're huge. Whether or not there's a million women is immaterial. The idea is we're calling a solemn assembly. No big name people. They won't be introducing people. They won't be introducing singers. It's people just there to intercede and pray on September 17th. Put it on your calendar. And meanwhile, if you enjoy podcasts like this, be sure to subscribe to the Strang Report. Hit the little bell to let you know when we're on live every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, God bless you.